Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by First United Methodist Church, Maryville, Tennessee.
Today's podcast devotional is titled Servants First. Have you ever noticed how often in Scripture God calls someone and instead of placing them in a position of leadership right away, He places them in a position of service? We see it so clearly in 1 Kings 19, verses 19 through 21, in NIV version. So, Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. "Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye," he said, "and then I will come with you." "Go back," Elijah replied. "What have I done to you?" So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and become his servant. Elijah has just walked through exhaustion, fear, and restoration. And then God calls Elisha. And Elisha's response is striking. He doesn't hesitate. He doesn't negotiate. He doesn't ask for a plan. He returns home. He takes the very oxen that represent his livelihood. He sacrifices them. He burns the plow. And then he follows Elijah. But here's what's easy to miss. He doesn't step into a leadership role right away. Scripture says he became his servant. Before Elisha ever speaks as a prophet, before miracles, before influence, he serves. And this is not just Elisha's story. This is God's pattern. Joshua served Moses. David served before he was king. The disciples followed and served before they were sent. And even Jesus said, "I did not come to be served, but to serve." In God's kingdom, serving is not a lesser role. It is the forming place. It's where God shapes humility. It's where He builds faithfulness. It's where He teaches us to depend on Him, not position. Because leadership in God's kingdom doesn't begin on a platform. It begins in quiet obedience, in showing up, in caring for others, in doing what no one else sees. And maybe today, the question isn't, when will I lead? Maybe the question is, am I willing to serve, even if no one notices? Because the truth is, God develops the heart in serving before He reveals the calling in leading. So wherever you are today, in the quiet, unseen places, be encouraged. God is not overlooking you. He is preparing you. Let's pray. Lord, teach us to serve with willing and humble hearts. Help us to be faithful in the small things and to trust that You are working even when we cannot see it. Shape us in the hidden places so that we may reflect You in whatever You call us to. Amen. Thank you. This devotional was written by Marcia Prill and read by Judy Wilson. Thank you for joining us today.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.